In his recent State of the State address, Governor Rick Snyder said the federal government needs to take note of a few things Michigan knows how to do.
We can say it about tax reform. We can say it about paying our long-term debt. We can say it about balanced budgets. But I am making a request here tonight because it involves you, the legislators, both the House and the Senate, that I ask you to take up the issue of doing a resolution asking the United States government to include in the United States Constitution an amendment to say they have to balance their budget.
In fact, the Michigan Senate already agreed to such a proposal last November. Last week, the Michigan House began debate on it. If and when 34 states pass such measures, it would mandate that the federal budget be balanced. The idea, which has come very close to passing the Congress at least once before, has generated a good deal of national discussion for many years. Joining us to discuss what he feels are the merits of adding Michigan's voice to this call for a constitutionally balanced budget is the sponsor of the Senate proposal. We welcome Senator Mike Green of Mayville, Michigan. Senator Green, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be on this morning.
Explain to us why you support Michigan getting behind the call for a constitutional balanced budget amendment.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Number one, the reason is federal government is spending us debt-wise into oblivion. I don't think anybody anywhere will disagree with the fact that we are spending way out of what we can afford to spend. I think a lot of the debate will be centered around, we can't have a balanced budget amendment because we won't be able to pay the things that we're used to getting. Well, that's a pretty good reason, because a lot of the things we're used to getting, we can't afford. Just like anybody else, the state or even each one of us, if our expenses exceed our revenue, we can't just keep spending. Well, you know, some people say, well, it's a credit card, we can just keep spending up to our unlimited. Well, I disagree with that too, because you cannot overspend what your income is. And the federal government's been doing it for a number of years. And at some point, we've got to stop.
What are your projections in terms of being able to pay off the national debt with a balanced budget amendment? Have you looked at how long that would take?
Well, I'm not sure that we're already way past what we can do already. There is a limit to what you can expect reasonably for us to pay back without raising taxes. We are in a position now where we're over $17.4 trillion in debt. We're exceeding our revenue by a number of trillion dollars every year. And even if we stop spending, I'm not sure how long it would take, which we're not going to do. It would depend on how long it would take to pay this debt back. And, you know, I think we need to take reasonable steps today to try and curb what we're doing, what we project in the future to be.
Now, critics of austerity point both to various studies and to very recent experiences of countries like Britain and others, and claim that economic growth becomes a lot harder by cutting than through stimulus. They point to the eradication of the national debt about 15 years or so ago due to the surge in high tech in the country. What's wrong with that interpretation?
Well, again, I'm not an economist. There are a lot of economists that's been looking at this, making projections and saying, well, this and that, if we borrow more money and spend, it creates an incentive for us to get out and earn more money, which creates more taxes. But just look at what's happened in America in the last 5 years, where we had that major downturn in our economy, and we've really never, ever pulled out of it yet, and the government keeps right on spending. And so I maintain that's not the answer. I have yet to figure out why the people in Congress, the Senate and the House continues to do this and never, ever give a reason for it. I mean, this debate's been going on for a number of years, but yet Congress will not come out and say, well, we can keep spending because of this, or we can keep spending because of that. Well, I don't believe that's true. I don't believe there's a good answer. I think the answer is, how do we stop spending to balance our revenues and our expenditures? And I think that's the prudent way to do it.
What will be, if the Michigan legislature passes this measure, how would it work then? What actually happens after the legislature passes this?
Okay, once the House passes my Senate House joint resolution, which I expect them to do it at least this week and at the latest next week, a message will be sent to Congress that says Michigan has passed this resolution for a call to a convention. And once Congress gets 34 of these states to do it, they were required by the Constitution to set a time and a date to hold the convention. Notices will be sent out to all the states to send representatives from their local states to debate how the amendment will look, and then we'll proceed from there. Once it's established what the amendment will include, then it'll be sent back to all 50 states, and then 38 of the 50 states will have to pass the resolution. Then it will become part of our Constitution.
I have to ask you about the flexibility in times of national emergency or a severe economic recession or war. Would the Congress be able to act in a timely manner if their hands were essentially tied by the Constitution?
Yeah, within the amendment, there will be different scenarios set forth that will be part of the amendment. We've already had discussions about it, and we really expect that to be a part of the amendment in emergencies, in times of wars. And there'll be parameters set up to determine that, and then Congress would be able to overspend in order to take care of the emergencies or time of war. We don't know. I don't think anybody that's been involved in this whole process wants to hamstring the things that we're doing that are good or that we need or that we have to have. I think what we want to do is say, hey, look, there's a bunch of stuff that you're irresponsible in your spending ways, and you need to look at everything and every way you spend your money and justify it, whether it's reasonable or not, as you and I would do when we balance our budget.
Michigan obviously benefited from the, well, many people feel that Michigan benefited from the automobile bailout that came from the federal government. That likely would not have happened under this scenario. What's your take on that? Would the federal government be prohibited essentially from lending assistance like that in such a dire situation?
Well, you know, Michigan balances our budget every year, and we also accumulate some debt, but it's structured debt where there's a plan to pay it off. And we have within ourselves the ability to borrow that money because we have a good credit rating. I'm not sure how the amendment will finally come out, but I think there will be some things involved in it that will allow the federal government to have some debt, but I can't tell you that either. I think we're at a point where we have to structure our government up so it can pay its bills. And again, it'll be representatives from 50 states that'll determine what goes into that amendment to allow federal government to operate, but yet also be able to pay their bills.
Any thoughts, Senator Green, on what would happen to federal entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare under a balanced budget amendment?
I can't speculate, but the problem with Social Security and Medicare is the fact that we've robbed the money from those trust funds to pay for other things that those people feel are more important.
But do you think Social Security and Medicare would remain intact, or?
I don't know. All those smart people down there we've sent there that have spent us into oblivion will now have to look at everything that we're spending our money on and determine what's important, what isn't important. You know, the federal government today could shut off Social Security. There's a lot of things they could do today that they're not. There's also ways that they could balance the budget that they're not doing. And so what this is going to do is say to Congress, you figure out what's important and spend the money on that. You figure out what is not important and quit spending. And I think that's a reasonable thing to expect Congress to do. You know, really what all Congress does is they see a problem and they reach back in this big bucket of money and grab a handful of it and throw it at the problem with never, ever reassessing the programs they've been spending money on for years and years and years or whether we still need to do it or not. We just keep adding to the spending levels. And I think this here will put Congress on notice that now you got to look at what you're spending your money on and justify it, not just keep spending.
We want to thank Senator Mike Green of Mayville, Michigan. He is a supporter of adding Michigan's voice to the call for a constitutionally balanced budget. Senator Green, thank you.
Thank you very much for listening this morning.
Appreciate it.